Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go, here we go. All right, everybody, check this out, man. We got some music to play. We were having some crazy reception problems going on in the studio. The people here were helping me figure it out, and I don't know what was the deal, man. But check this out. We got It's a Good Day for Lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. We had a DU family calling in today. We're ready for the hashtag NCAALAX. That's right, hashtag NCAALAX. We are at the Crimson and Gold Tavern right here, right off of DU campuses. It's, I would say, approximately, I was going to say walking distance, but yeah. It's easy walking distance to DU campus. Actually, even easy walking distance to Peter Bartram Lacrosse Stadium, where DU's home team women's team and men's team plays the DU regular seasons and practices and whatnot. And like I was going to say, man, we were having like a bad reception inside the Crimson and Gold Tavern. So we're trying to get it hooking up. And then we had come in and out and stuff like that. But we're ready to rock and roll. Everybody, the phone number is area code 347-826-9095. That's 347-826-9095. It's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. Check this out, man. It's not just a pre-party, everybody. Now let's hold on. We got somebody trying to come in on the horn here. What's going on now? What is going on? Let's see here. 347-826-9095. All right, and I tested everything else out, everybody, and like the phone call-in lines that were happening before. Anyways, we're all good now, man. We're all good, ready to go. I want everybody to hit up the Twitter and the Instagram. It's JoJoWar_drummer. That's JoJoWar_drummer. And we got, I said, people, man. Oh, man, people are starting to pile in. People are getting, I see people walking into the Crimson and Gold over here, that's where I was going at, everybody. It's like easy walking distance, man, to, like about one block, maybe a block and a half. It's kind of, you have to do a little turn right there. But anyways, anybody wants to call in and has any questions, whether you're a DU fan or lacrosse NCAA fan, you want to talk about a little bit of the women's game, you want to talk about MLL, of course we're going to talk about MLL. Come on now. We got the All-Star Game coming June 13th, 2015 in Houston, Texas, everybody. Check this out. We got people piling in, man. I'm afraid, man. I don't want to move. Everybody, I don't want to move like 5 feet away from where I'm at right now, because we're probably going to lose reception. But anyways, man, check this out, man. Major League Lacrosse has got some games going on this weekend too, everybody. Okay, we got the Denver Outlaws at Sports Authority Field at Mile High are going to be hosting the once not too long ago, as I was the first one to say right here, JoJo Wardrummer. You heard it right here, that calling Chesapeake Bayhawks a dynasty team, and then you got hosting the Chesapeake Bayhawks right here at Sports 30 Field Sunday. That's tomorrow, everybody. Game time 7 p.m. We're going to be fireworks after the show too as well, everybody. And anyway, happy Memorial Day. Thank you for all those that are doing service and everything like that. And when I mean service, I mean service. Let's see here. Ooh, what's going on here? Come on now. Call in. Here you go. We're losing reception. You guys ready for a commercial break or something?
Scores!
No, it's okay. I'm getting bad. You want to call in the radio show right now? I'm getting bad reception.
I want to call in the radio show?
Yeah. To be a guest, talk about it.
Drake would be sweet.
Let me get the number. That's the number right there. If you want to take it down right now.
Why do they want to take it down? Are you coming in here? Do you have people you're sitting with?
Not yet. I'll just finish this show in a little bit here. The number's 347-826-9095 if you want to take it down for him.
Oh, okay, wait.
Compass Stadium in Houston will be the place to see the stars of Major League Lacrosse. The 2015 All-Star Game. Tickets are on sale now. Be a part of this Christmas with the NFL Championship game returns to Kenneth Arcadia. Last year, a mere sellout crowd at All-Star Stadium.
What did you say, 3-3?
No, 347.
347.
826.
9095.
9095? 9095, yes. The show's going to be ending in a few minutes if you want to go tell them.
Is that correct? Is that left?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm not getting reception in this.
Championship game returns to Georgia in 2015. Tickets are on sale now.
Okay, everybody, it's hard to hear the promos. I had to come outside because we're getting bad reception again. But check this out, man. It's probably because it's going to be a wild party, man. This is crazy, man. This is crazy. Theater, hold on. We're trying to give a call here to Zach Denox Miller's mom. Let's see, 347-826-9095. If anybody's still on the horn right here, you can go ahead and call in. A couple people. It's this time. It's not the phone problems. Time. It's not that. It's the reception in the building. the people are telling me that they just switched over. New satellites or new cable company or something like that. So I guess they was experiencing a problem. They were getting the TVs working and everything like that. But the TVs are on. The TVs are ready to go at Crimson and Gold radio show. And now we're just waiting for it to come in. Now it's crazy, man. This is I'm nuts, man. This is a big time right now. This is big time, everybody. Anyways, like I said, you got the championship, Major League Lacrosse championship game. You got. Let me cut myself off there. I'm gonna pardon that interruption for myself right now and cut myself off. Casey Powell shootout coming up at the MLL All Star game. And the All Star game is June 13th, but the Casey Powell shootout begins on June 12th, June 13th, June 14th. You guys got to go see the Casey Powell shootout. If your team is not registered yet, just search up MajorLeagueLacrosse.com and you'll find the links right there. And also for LB3Lacrosse.com. That's LB3Lacrosse.com. This is crazy. Oh my goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Oh! We're gonna do some old school intro music for JoJo. Old school intro music. Here we go. Cause I'm a war machine, baby. War machine. Yeah. All right, we're gonna cut this music, man. Check this out. Take it easy with the music there, man. This is another crazy situation going on here with not so much technical difficulties as far as the radio show, but technical difficulties as far as the technology that's at the place here. And we're waiting. Everybody, call in 347-826-9095. We got people rolling in right now to Crimson and Gold, getting ready for this not so much of a watch party, but we're gonna start this off as a war party. We got I'm just getting messages from Zachary's mom that she's trying to call in right now. So let's get this going, man. Let's see here. All right, check this out, man. Okay, so we're going to have it rocking and rolling. We got the... That's what I'm talking about. We got some war drum roll going, and everybody. I personally apologize. Lackworm radio from youth to the pros and everything in between. We got people who saying that they're calling in. I'm getting through. Obviously, I'm on and I am through. People are having trouble getting on again, so we just got to try again. Let's see here. We'll try one more time, but we're staying there for about another 4 minutes. We're gonna stay on for about another 4 to 4.5 minutes, and we're gonna see what's going on, because I know everybody. I want everybody to have their time right now on the ML radio, and it's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo War Drummer. And I want everybody, don't misunderstand and don't mistake. It's always a good day for lacrosse, okay? Whether it's sunny, shiny, hot, whether it's cold, when it's rain. Well, except for lightning. Then you can go inside and still play the field game style inside. But anyways, everybody, we got him coming in, man. This is just a very interesting situation going on here, as far as like the reception in the place here. I'm right outside because what we had to do actually, everybody, is I had to step outside. I had to step outside and come outside and get the game going on here. I got people coming in, walking into Crimson and Gold, telling me to get inside. We got some food ready for you and everything like that. But I'm trying to do the radio show, okay? I'm trying to do the radio show. Everybody's telling me get in here. And time to party. It's time to party. Because JoJo starts not just a watch party. JoJo starts the war party, okay? And oh, man. Yeah. They switched over to Xfinity. That could be the problem. Sorry about this bad shout out to have for anybody that uses that. But anyways, man, it's people are rolling in here. People of all ages are rolling into Crimson and Gold. Everybody, I'm literally right outside the Crimson and Gold, and I'm sitting in my car because that I could barely pick up reception right here. And because they're having reception with the internet service inside the building, so I'm coming right outside. I'm just literally right outside. And I got some DU women's lacrosse people coming in. I got some youngsters coming in. I see some Denver Outlaws fans rolling on in here. And they're all pushing my car. It's like a little war party going on. Some of them are pushing my car right now. It's like a riot, but they're getting into it, man. They're like literally pushing my car and everything like that. Let's see here. I got Zachary's lady calling in right now. Let's see here. Okay, so I got Sarah Nephew, which in the First Nations Native Pride, Sarah is my niece, and we're waiting for her to call in right now because she's going to try calling in. Danok's mom is trying to call in. Maybe she's having trouble. Everybody, 347 is the area code. 347-826-9095. I said about 3.5 minutes ago, I'm going to stay on the phone for about 4 minutes, 4.5 minutes. But right now, you guys want to come in live and everything like that. Maybe you can even hit the war drum too, okay? Because it is a war drum, and we're all going to battle together today, and we got to win that war. And then also another quick shout out to Rose Namajunas, Team Grudge of Grudge Training Center, and the UFC, a team member of Team Grudge. Fighting in the UFC tonight, so that's going to be a war drum roll for Rose as well, too, for Trevor and Pat and Tony and them going out at there in the fighting in the UFC, man. Team Grudge, go Team Grudge, man. Check this out, man. Like I just said, I just got a message from Emily's Zach's daughter's mama. Saying that she's going to call in right now. Okay, so she's trying to call in right now. Because I want everybody to hear about the excitement that's going on. Because they're in Philadelphia. If you haven't noticed, I'm at Crimson and Tide. I'm sorry, Crimson and Tide. I was about to turn that. Crimson and Gold. And everybody. I got a couple of people are walking in, and they're just like giving me the knuckle sign, like, let's go, let's do this. And I'm going to be patient right here, everybody, because I want everybody to hear a little bit about what's going on, about the excitement in Philadelphia at the NCAA LACs, NCAA Lacrosse Final Four going on, as Denver is getting ready to face Notre Dame. Denver Pioneers fighting the Fighting Irish in approximately 20 minutes, within 25 minutes, everybody. The game's going to start within 25 minutes on ESPN2. Okay, so you just go to ESPN, ESPNU, and then you will see that you need to be on ESPN2 to watch the game. So we're gonna try to hold off and be a little patient here, and do with all due respect to Sarah Niffia, because she's very excited that her man Zachary Miller, number 33 from the Seneca Nation, is going to be playing in this big time game right now. So we'll give her a little bit more time, and I have approximately 10 minutes left on the show, but I don't know if I'm going to last that long, because I want Sarah and them to also enjoy the game live and everything like that where they are at. And for those of you that didn't catch this, check out this. BBVA Lacrosse MLL All-Star Game going to be in Houston, June 13th. You guys got to go check it out, man. The greatest lacrosse players in the world are in the Major League Lacrosse. Greatest lacrosse players, and then the elite ones of that are. Will there be some snubs? Of course, man. But how can you, man? It's like, but then is there going to be subs, or there's not going to be snubs in the All-Star Game? Of course there is, and of course there's not. It's kind of crazy, man. Unlike any other sport that get snubs, like the NBA and the NFL and the Major League Baseball and stuff like that. There's going to be snubs there, yeah, but it's different when it comes to MLL, because the rankings of the of Major League Lacrosse players are higher than any other at their particular the epitome of sports in their particular field of the game. This is MLL Radio, Locksworm Radio Experience, from you to the pros and everything in between. This is JoJo Wardrummer, and I do apologize big time, everybody. I do apologize big time. I promise I do have people messaging me right now. See, it's really interesting, because they're able to get a hold of me, like on the phone and everything. I tell them that they're trying to call in, but for some reason the internet service is not letting them come in through right now. Like I said before, I'm right outside Crimson and Gold, and the party is getting ready to pop off right now, because people are in there crazy. As you heard me earlier, it was like they were literally like starting to shake my car, because they're getting excited and pumped up, man. They seen the war drum sitting in the passenger seat. The war drum sitting on the passenger seat, everybody. Get ready to rock and roll for Denver for lacrosse. And for the Denver University Pioneers men's lacrosse team to fight against the Fighting Irish. So we got about two more minutes, everybody, and I'm just going to get back into the place here. And I do probably we got to get everybody in, man. I don't know what the deal is, what the situation is, but we'll work it out. Laxworm and JoJo Wardrummer and MLL Lacrosse Radio will figure this out, and we will get to the bottom of this. And of course, what can you do sometimes? Like what I said before, and, you know, sometimes if there's crazy bad reception, then sometimes there's crazy bad reception. We see it all, like what I said before, we see it all the time on big-time networks, sport networks and big-time mainstream networks, without cable, without how can you say, without satellite dishes, without cable, going in through some internet trouble. And Denver's crazy weather lately. Very rare, because probably because it's El Nino that's coming through, you know. But anyways, that could be a big part of the problem, because there's massive clouds. Keep this in mind, everybody. Denver and Colorado still has the most sunniest days out of them all. We might get set back a few days here and there because of this year, but overall, we got everybody out beat big time. Hawaii, Florida, California, we got you beat, but we still love you. It's a good day for lacrosse with JoJo Wardrummer. the segment was, I had it titled, this is well, pretty much Lacrosse pre-party. No. Lacrosse watch party? No. Lacrosse pre-war party. And it still is a war party. Everybody get into ESPN2, watch ESPN2 right now. And like I said, man, get it going. Go to MajorLeagueLacrosse.com also, everybody. MajorLeagueLacrosse.com to check out the local listings. Major League Lacrosse, everybody, when you watch it on ESPN3 or ESPN2 and whatnot, it's awesome. It's fantastic. It's a beautiful thing. Watching these players, these graceful players, but yet strong and powerful players, play this finesse yet powerful game of lacrosse at the highest level. But then when you come live and you watch the game live, it's just a whole nother level. I've seen every in the U.S. every major sport, and even some rugby, even every major sport live and in person. Am I being biased? You could say I'm being biased, but I think I'm really just stating a fact, man. The grace and the skillsmanship of lacrosse is like not like any other, as far as the action, the fast pace, but yet the subtlety of the slow pace of the game and the media, everything in between. It's like music. You got the highs, you got the lows, you got the mids, you got everything in between like that. Hey, like an Axiom Radio experience for you to pros and everything in between. You can translate that to everything and anything that you can. Anyways, everybody, more people are coming in. More and more and more people are coming into Crimson and Gold to watch and witness this awesome game of lacrosse that's going to be going on tonight. Again, once again, shout out to UFC, Rosenbaum Unis and Grudge Training Center going on tonight. But right now we're talking about lacrosse, and it's a good day for lacrosse. We'll JoJo Wardrummer, and I will give a phone call to Zach's mom and Zach's cousins and his lady and his baby girl, because again, technical difficulties, not from the phone line necessarily this time, but just through the internet service of this location here. Did he switched over? Anyways, without further ado, everybody enjoy the game. You guys probably heard me long enough. Some people are out there. Some people inside are saying, go ahead and keep going, JoJo, but I got to get in there, and we're ready to rock and roll. I'm going to throw the war drum. The war drum is going to be going off at Crimson and Gold, DU, Notre Dame, Fighting Irish, Piles, Pioneers are ready to rock and roll. They're ready to blow the clouds off. That's what I should start the war drum earlier to get this massive going on. Anyways, one more time, everybody, one more time. MLL All-Star Game in Houston, Texas, June 13th, 2015. Casey Powell Lacrosse Shootout, lb3lacrosse.com. Get your team registered. There might be still team time to get one or two teams in there. Anyways, hit it up, man. JoJo Wardrummer is going to be there drumming for the All-Star Game, drumming for the kids, setting it off. Patrick Bomberry, which is Brendan Bomberry's father, is trying to get through too. What can you do, man? Patrick Bomberry is trying to get through. You guys, I'm going to say this one time real quick before I get off. I'm literally going to get off in 2 minutes or within 2 minutes. But I want to say something real quick about Bomberry, Brendan Bomberry, and Amy Lynn Bomberry's son. He's going to regroup. Mark my words, man. Mark JoJo Wardrummer's word. He's going to regroup, and he's going to recap, and he's going to revenge. It's going to be awesome next year, because I'm telling you right now, he is going to be a madman next year. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about at every position, every foot that every step that he takes. Because you watch his footwork, every step that he takes, you got to watch out. Brendan Bomberry is going to fire the ball. And you might see that, because he's going to be in the MLL one day, and you might see that right college lacrosse ball turn orange, because he's going to be shooting it so hard that it's going to set off some fire. It's going to break the sound barriers. It's going to be bad. But Brendan Bomberry is something to watch, man. I love, absolutely love watching him play the game. And of course, you know I love watching Zach Denok play the game. You know I love watching everybody play the game. Like, you got some kids rolling in right now. Anyways, this is going to be an awesome game right now, everybody. Crimson and gold right here. People are rolling in. Okay, yeah, somebody's just saying, Jojo, you told us to come down here. We're here. Get in here. So anyways, without further ado, I'll send a personal message to Bomberry, to the Miller family, and to Mr. Baptiste. Trevor Baptiste's dad was trying to call in as well. And I'll send a message to them. We will get them on. We will get them on again. And we will figure this out. Lots of love for lacrosse. Lots of love for all the people doing everything out there for lacrosse. Maxworm, Lacrosse All-Stars, everyone. MajorLacrosse.com. Go get him, Bill Tierney. Hey guys, are you guys trying to get in?
It's a little difficult to hear,
yeah.
But I
okay.
Actually heard at least like about maybe 5 minutes of it.
Okay.
Not too long ago.
It didn't let you come in. It didn't let you log in.
It didn't give me a prompt, either that or I didn't hear it. But I heard an announcement about the show, and then they kind of put me on hold. So I was kind of listening to the show.
Okay.
And I was kind of wondering if you were going to bring me on the air.
I wanted to bring you on the air.
Yeah.
Trevor Baptiste's dad was trying to call in.
Oh, really?
Bomberry's dad and mom were trying to call in. Zachary mom and his girlfriend was trying to call in. They're all trying to call in, but I think the reception in the building, because that's why I had to go outside, because and I finally got in my seat. I finally got reception in there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So they're all trying, so I got to send them all apologies, saying like, and the people here said they just switched over to a new Wi-Fi thing.
Oh,
so I'm
really?
Thinking that could be it, maybe.
Okay.
I'm thinking that could possibly be it.
Yeah, I saw there was a Wi-Fi signal in here, but
okay.
It wasn't an open signal. And
right.
Oh,
yeah.
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 Oh.
Because then I tried, you know, I was trying my own hotspot, and my hotspot's working. It's working for me, but I guess for me only.
Do you have to kind of configure it for other people to be able to log into a hotspot?
Well,
and I know bandwidth is obviously an issue, too.
Yeah, and that would be weird, too, because they're, like, in Philadelphia. I'm going to bring my stuff down over here.
Okay.
The game's going to start almost soon. And then I'm going to bring my drums in the car. I'm going to bring that.
Okay, cool.
Crazy. I feel
so bad. Yeah,
they
sent me
there
at
the last
minute.
What is his name?
There's like two or three guys that play.
Yeah.
So
there's
one. I don't know which one they
took.
A couple of the guys say, you got to get shots with that drum. I got an Outlaws game tomorrow. So I need to be at the pro game. Especially since, you know, got the title.
That's right.
Last night they called the Rockies game early.
Did they
had the fireworks there.
Did they call it?
Yeah.
hasn't heard of that. Right now, in the United States.
October, though.
He's not even 18
up.
How weird, huh?
Yeah.